SBS Filipino. Kasama nating muli si Rai Manaloto mula sa PhilOS Art. Magandang araw sa iyo, Rai.
Magandang araw, Ate Annaline, and of course to your listeners, magandang umaga po.
Yes, mahal na araw na naman at Senacolo.
Yes, that's right. It's just as staple as Christmas, I guess, in celebration natin ng Semana Santa or ng Holy Week being Filipino.
Ang PhilOS Art ay ilang taon nang bahagi ng pagsasagawa ng Senacolo. Ilang taon na nga ba, Rai?
Fourth year na siya this year. So we started in 2015 yata when we started the Senacolo. And this year is going to be extra special kasi we're turning it into a mini musical. Parang na-redesign siya nung may konting kanta tayo. Pero of course, without losing naman the essence of the Stations of the Cross, which is yung prayer and reflection on the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Balikan natin sa nakaraang tatlo o apat na taon na ginagawa ng PhilOS Art ang pakikibahagi sa pagsasadula ng Senacolo o yung tinatawag na Way of the Cross.
Yep.
Bakit mahalaga para sa mga kabataan na kagaya ninyo at ng iba pang bahagi ng PhilOS Art na makibahagi sa ganitong pagsasadula?
Right. Well, firstly, speaking para sa ating pong kultura, siguro kasi yung ganitong religious traditions have been strongly ingrained in our culture as Filipinos. I grew up Catholic myself, and I grew up when I was exposed to these customs. So we have, my lola is always in the Pasyon, or we would participate in the seven words of Jesus during Good Friday, or we would watch movies that talk about his life and his sacrifice. And culturally, maganda po na nape-preserve natin yung ganitong custom dahil these are the practices that lead people to the Lord, or these are the practices that help proclaiming yung message of the gospel, which is yung the love of Christ and yung proclamation ng good news na yon para sa as many people as possible. At the same time po, it's a collaboration of artists, both professionals and amateurs. And napakaganda po nung synergy na nabubuon namin every year that we do this. Kasi these are people who love to sing, to dance, to act. And magandang na showcase po natin, or nagagamit natin yung talents natin, especially our young people, in doing something as significant as this job, which is proclaiming the love and the goodness of our Lord. So parang we're hitting two birds with the same stone with this project. Kaya we're very thankful that we have this opportunity again.
So Australia, right? Not everyone is Catholic and not everyone really look to celebrating the Holy Week. Pero as it is an official holidays or
right.
Kumbaga walang pasok,
mm-hmm.
yung mga tao na hindi alam kung ano yung tradition, the Catholic way o yung paggunita ng Semana Santa,
right.
Ano yung message na pwedeng ma-portray to them in this kind of play or doing this kind of showcasing of talents at syempre yung sa religious side?
Right. Well, firstly, I'm not a Catholic myself, but I'm a born-again Christian. So we sort of do things and observe things differently. But at the end of the day, what's important is, we worship the same God. It should be okay. Well, yun pong, this is actually a really good opportunity for us, for people who have knowledge of the Bible, who have knowledge of God, to share that good news. So we are inviting as many people as possible, kahit yung mga wala sa church or yung mga tinatamad mag-church, na pumunta sa ating event, because they will be taking home something significant. Hindi man siguro completely or fully doon sa religious side of it. Maybe creatively, they might pick up something that they will love. Kasi I was very blessed and fortunate to be writing songs for this year's Senacolo. And those songs are God-inspired, God-breathed, and parang hopefully those songs or this kind of music will speak to those people as well, kahit to feed their creative side, kasi that's how I get inspired as well. You listen to different sorts of music, and those things just influence me and help me to become sort of bigger and more, no, better and more mature in my craft. So yun po, we are encouraging everybody to just come and just check it out. You don't need to be Catholic, you don't need to be Filipino, just bring some friends, bring your family, make it a day for you to just witness something that you've never seen before or you're not really familiar to. Kung for some people, if they want to see it as a cultural immersion, then so be it. The event is in English and Tagalog naman. So,
oh, wow.
Yes, it is. It is this year. Talagang sinikap po namin na, kasi traditionally it is in Filipino kasi we value our language naman. Pero yun nga, to reach out to a bigger audience sana, a major part of the script or of the prayer have been translated into English. Kaya we're very happy to announce that.
So it is a big work this year, bigger than ever before.
It is bigger than ever before, but surprisingly, we have less time to prepare.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
We actually did. We're just really blessed that, you know, now we're still with people who are dedicated and who are committed to a project like this po. And nakakahanga, especially mga parents and mga bata, how, you know, how they would allow their children to be spending our weekends with us rehearsing and, you know, changing a few things here and there and just celebrating the Semana Santa with us.
Road to Calvary, a mini musical, music and lyrics by you, Ray Manaloto. At
yes.
Sa direksyon ni Ferdinand Dimaano.
Yes, na aming head director in Phil of the Arts.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah. Ano yung mga awitin? O bigyan mo kami ng sample ng mga awitin na pwede nilang marinig from the Cenáculo.
They're actually all originals po, so they've never been heard before except for our cast. They can expect a song from Jesus himself, of course. They can expect a song from Mary. There is Mary Magdalene and Pontius Pilate, these significant characters. So we have to be really selective about it as well, given the limited time. So, and who is, you know, who are strong singers in the cast as well. So hopefully makapunta sila for this event. Kasi it's new music, you know, and it's artistically inspired music. Ako man po, I'm very inspired by, you know, by the works of some artists like Miss Saigon, for example, or Les Miserables, or even yung mga bagong musicals like Dear Evan Hansen, The Greatest Showman, if they've seen that. So I'm very inspired by those works. No, if given a chance, you know, we could hopefully we come up with the soundtrack. I don't know, it depends on the success of this event, but we have high hopes for this event.
And it's happening on Good Friday.
On Good Friday, that's the 30th of March, at 10 a.m. at Pine Grove Memorial.
The Stations of the Cross.
Yes.
It is presented by the Multicultural Unit of Invocare Australia in cooperation with El Shaddai Sydney Phil Oz Art Youth and syempre the Filipino Catholic Chaplaincy.
Yeah.
At for more information, Rai, where can they get details?
Well, they can visit our page, our Facebook page, para mas updated tayo. So just type in Phil Oz Art or in the URL that's facebook.com/Phil Oz Art.
And yes. Congratulations sa mga music and lyrics na pinundus mo.
Salamat.
This year. Thank you very much, Rai Manaloto.
Thank you, Ate. Nako, salamat ng marami.
Oo, at congratulations sa inyo at sa grupo ninyo.
Thank you very much. It means a lot po. Thank you po.
sbs.com.au/Filipino